This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's population growth is slowing, according to a new report from the Metro Denver Economic Development Corporation. In 2021, Colorado had the slowest growth rate since 1989. Fewer people coming to Colorado makes it harder for businesses to hire workers. But even with the slowdown, Colorado's population is still rising faster than the national average, according to the report. You may soon be able to see how much your rideshare or food delivery driver gets paid. CPR's Matt Bloom has more on a Colorado bill moving through the state legislature.
Wages for drivers and delivery workers change depending on demand and how much places like Lyft and Uber Eats skim off the top of your bill. Democratic Representative Stephanie Vigil, a sponsor of the new legislation, says she was shocked by her Uber driver's response when she asked how much he made for her recent ride.
$8. For a $19 ride, and it's his car and his insurance and his gas money and everything. It's not like the company's covering that overhead. The driver is.
The bill would require apps to display that information for both the driver and customer. The legislation is awaiting an initial hearing and is expected to get pushback from tech companies. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A branch of the Pueblo Library District is closing today due to the presence of methamphetamine in the public restrooms. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
Testing at the Barkman Branch Library in Northeast Pueblo showed the residue is greater than what the state considers safe. The district says they ran the tests due to a recent uptick in drug use there. It's unclear when the library will reopen, though district officials say it will likely remain closed through the week. This is the latest in a string of libraries across the Front Range temporarily closing due to meth residue. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Come find more at cpr.org.